tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man, Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It's that time of the week, the time you've anxiously been awaiting, and please don't lie to me and tell me you haven't been. You've been riveted to your radio because we are the most riveting and most entertaining, the tastiest and the most demystifying as cook. Are you purposely trying to be irritating?
Yes.
Cooking show in the world, Chef and a Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs. We are the true theater of the mind radio show that is listened to by thousands and streamed around the world via Satcom 470 geosynchronous orbit.
There is no Satcom. There is no satellite. It's just streamed on the internet.
All right. Thank you very much. I was trying to build it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it.
But you'd be lying, like other people that I've heard of.
Well, we are streamed around the world on our flagship station, Atlanta, Georgia's news talk leader, which, of course, there is no doubt, AM 1160, the talk of the town. This week, our mobile kitchens finds us at our home. We have several homes away from home in Atlanta, but the Big Green Egg Culinary Center, better known as Le Cordon Green, is a place that we so enjoy because Chef Amanda is the manager here. And I got to tell you, this woman works harder than you do, Chef Eric. And I didn't know that there were many outside of Bob that works harder than you.
Yeah,
Bob does
work harder than you.
But Chef Amanda is one of them. She manages it because she's got personal classes, she's got meals, she's got everything that she's responsible for here. And also she's the croupier because she's sitting back there playing with money table. I don't know. I wanted to say something like croupier because I know that has a near and dear part to your heart.
Sure.
But anyway, we are here at Le Cordon Green, which is better known as the Big Green Egg Culinary Center. It's right here in the corporate headquarters. It's got the most incredible cooking area. Have you seen with the new louvers on the ceilings?
I know, right? It's luxe.
I mean, they have about 15 to 20 eggs out there. And if it's pouring rain, they can cook out there. If it's sweltering, they've got exceptionally large fans out there. If it's cold, they can shut it all the way around, and they got massive heaters over the top blowing down, keeping it at a temperature of 74 degrees. So no matter what, and you know, Chef Eric, because I know you do a lot of entertaining for your clients and for, but this is the ultimate place. If you want to have a corporate outing or if you want to have a great party or something, get a hold of Chef Amanda. This place is awesome. You got all the wonderful seating. You got the eggs. You got a full kitchen and cooking center here. It's really quite egg-straordinary. And we are here because Chef and the Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs are proudly brought to you by the Big Green Egg.
The ultimate cooking experience.
And, of course, by Real Sweet Onions by Schumann Produce. Real Sweet Onions, they are the leaders in Vidalia. And when the Vidalias are out of season, Peruvian Sweet Onions. My friends, if it does not say Real Sweet on the bag of the tag,
it ain't.
And by Whole Foods, where shopping is just good for you, my friends. And Chef Eric, I mean, you are one of the few people that get excited when you go into a store.
Yeah.
I mean, other than...
Especially like a Whole Foods.
Yeah. I mean, you go into Whole Foods, and I don't even like to go in there with you when you're doing it, because you're like, oh, well, what about this? And, oh, what about that? And I'm going, well, what are you going to do? I think I'm going to do... It is so confusing for a host. But Whole Foods, I mean, the quality is exceptional. The selection is extraordinary. And their 365 label really puts them in line. You get all of the superb quality with hardly any to none of the nasties at a competitive price with anyone's generic label.
Right, absolutely.
So it's just extraordinary. And, of course, my Cutter Cigar Emporium in Alpharetta, Georgia, which I have been told I shall be able to go to again today, right after the show. It is your portal to the world, a world of good times, a world of great cigars, and a world of great friends you have yet to meet. And I know, Chef Eric, whenever you're in town, on those occasions, especially you seem to be in town more on Wednesdays than any other day. I don't know what that has to do with it, but I find you at Cutter's because it's a great place to just go. You can work there.
Yeah. It is. We've made it into a little bit of an office.
Yes. So, we get to see a lot of people there, a lot of friends, but the conversations, the camaraderie, over a fine cigar and fine spirits is just unparalleled. And I don't know of a nicer place in Atlanta where you can go and get the total experience. From excellent, you were instrumental in helping them select their beverages,
yeah.
And they got 40 different kinds of beer.
Yeah.
They got at least 30 different kinds of spirits.
Yeah.
And they've got from the very top shelf to just good. They don't have anything. There's no junk.
No, and the idea is that you're not going in there to go to a bar.
Right.
You're going in and having the adult beverage as a supplement, as a accompaniment.
A celebration of the cigar.
Of the cigar, right.
It really is, and they are adamant about it. They also have 16 different wines. I love their wine, the way their wine is dispensed.
Yeah, they've got one of the Enotec, or two actually, of the Enotec large wine coolers, and what they do is they fix the bottle with nitrogen at every time that it's poured, so you're never having a turned wine. Basically, it's being preserved as long as it can with air.
And that's the state of the art in wine pouring. And
not cheap.
No. I'm glad we didn't buy it.
Yes,
but that's kind of the Setonian way, the Russian way. Plus, their Thursday nights have been slamming. They had 50 people last Thursday night for their jazz, cigar, and scotch pairing.
Really? Wow.
50 people.
Wow.
Out front. That's not counting what was inside.
That's huge.
It's huge. And they do it every Thursday night, live jazz. They've got, I think they do a cigar. It's a cigar and bourbon or cigar and scotch. So you get a cigar, a scotch, a bourbon, a good one for $12.
Right.
Which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Scotch,
a cigar and a scotch or a bourbon.
Yes.
Not.
I don't know
not
how
a
they
scotch
do it
and a bourbon.
No. Yeah, that would really be a good deal.
Yeah.
And when I tell Russ what I just did,
he'll
love it.
Hey.
Where's my scotch and bourbon? But no, it's really fantastic. And it's not the cheap stuff. It's not the stuff, you know, not the stuff you buy in the bargain basement at your local.
Yep.
But anyway, it's. It's Cutter Cigar Emporium. They're right there on Wynnewood Parkway, right off of 400. If you have not been there, go there. And unfortunately, we can't talk about specifics right now, Chef Eric, but we have a huge announcement.
Yes.
Coming up probably next show.
Good.
And,
I'm looking forward to that being an announceable event.
Yes. Because if it is, we'll be very happy.
Yes.
But it's... all I'll say is it involves Francine Bryson, and you have not had the opportunity because, unfortunately, both times you've been out of town.
Yeah, yeah.
But she is amazing. She is. But, see, this is where I'm looking so forward to the day you two meet because it's my kind of cooking versus your kind of cooking. And you have – when anybody says, what do they know of Chef Eric? Everyone has certain things that they say about you that's very consistent. He is very – secure in his beliefs, he is very strong-willed in his culinary, and you have met your match with Francine Bryson. So it's going to be the collision of the worlds. But what you'll both find is you'll find that you guys will really hit it off. I mean, she is
great.
Just a superb lady.
I look forward to it.
Yeah, and in fact, August 25th, we're going to be actually taping a show at Cook's Warehouse. I'm sure you'll be there if you can.
Yeah.
It's going to be Francine Bryson and two special guests.
Great.
That won't be so special by the time they get there, but you can come. It's on a Thursday.
They just won't be secret.
They won't be secret, yeah. And we hope that you'll be able to join us. And we're going to be cooking with something you're very excited about. I will give you more information when the PR people send it to me, but we've got a very special chef, and I never thought I'd do it. She's written an incredible book on veggies.
Wow.
Solid veggies. And she's got her own restaurant and veggie store all connected in Ohio, of all places. But she's created quite a swath in the veggie world. That's why I didn't know who she was.
Sure.
She's bringing her new cookbook. She's in the same group with Steve Reichlin.
Okay.
So they're starting to bring their chefs through with us as they're doing book signing tours. So she's traveling around the world. Around the country promoting this book, and she's going to be with us. You and her will hit it off because you guys will be able to talk veggies.
I love it.
I it's kind of depressing. I won't have anything to say.
I'm going to be starting with veggies today. So.
I won't have anything to say. but anyway, so those are just some of the things that are coming up. We are Chef and a Fat Man live at Le Cordon Green. We are the Big Green Egg Culinary Center, my friends. We are here today with the North Georgia Eggers, and we've got something. You have not seen it yet, Chef Eric, but I was told about this 3 months ago. It's called the Eggniter.
I've heard about this.
Yes. The Eggniter is now...
Is that a reality?
Yes. It's actually just being shipped as we speak to retailers.
Excellent.
We are getting our units today.
Fantastic.
And what it does is it's a blower, and it's electric, and we'll talk about it a little bit later on the show. When we come back, Chef Eric's going to set the table, and we're going to get started, baby. Chef and the Fat Man taking it to the streets of Atlanta.